Let us once again come to the Lord's presence in prayer. Heavenly Father, we know that when you come into your presence, we gain much needed perspective. For you alone can make us wise and good. It is you who made known to us first and allow us to be your children. So we ask that you continue to speak to us and guide us as we move along the road you lead us to follow. May the Holy Spirit open our hearts as we listen to your words and lead us into your truth. And may the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, wash us clean so that our mind and our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. Amen. In the 1950s, a psychologist by the name of Stanton Samenow,
在1950年, 一个心理学家, Stanton Samenow,
and his colleague, a psychiatrist, Samuel Yorkeson,
和他同事, 一个心理医生, Samuel Yorkeson,
they share the conventional wisdom that crime is caused by environment.
他能够当时跟一般人认为都觉得说犯罪呢, 是因为他的环境造成的。
So they set out to prove their point.
所以为了他们证明这一点呢,
they began a 17-year study involving thousands of hours of clinical testing of 250 inmates in District Columbia.
他进行了一个长达17年自己的研究，来研究250个罪人在这个 Columbia 地区的地方。
To their astonishment, they discovered that the cause of crime cannot be traced to environment.
他们得到一个惊奇的答案，就是说，这个他们犯罪不是因为环境的原因。
Neither can it be traced to poverty or oppression.
也不是因为环境的那个恶劣，还有他们的贫穷造成的。
In fact, crime is the result of individual making the wrong moral choices.
而且反而是呢，这个犯罪是因为个人的做错的决定。
So in 1977, they published their work, The Criminal Personality.
所以他们1977年出了一本书，这个犯罪的人格。
There they concluded that the answer to solve the problem of crime is a conversion of the wrongdoer to a more responsible lifestyle.
他们要解决犯罪的问题呢，就要从一个人呢，从一个犯罪的生活改为一个负责任的一个生活。
Now, 10 years later, in 1987,
在1987年的时候呢，
two Harvard professors, James Wilson and Richard Hernstein,
哈佛大学有两个professor James Wilson 和那个 Richard Hernstein,
they came to similar conclusions in their book.
他同样的来到同样的一个结论。
Their book is Crime and Human Nature.
他的书名取决于犯罪和人的罪性。
Now they determined that the cause of crime is a lack of proper moral training.
他们觉得犯罪来源是因为我们缺乏前身的教养。
Especially among young people during their formative years of development.
尤其是他们年轻的时候呢, 他们在形成年龄的阶段。
That is from their ages 1 to 6.
从1岁到6岁的期间。
So even though the cause of crime cannot be traced directly to environment,
虽然我们知道说这个犯罪不能够直接从这个环境而来,
it does somehow show to a certain extent it's related to one's upbringing.
但是它往往跟他们的教养有关。
Thus we often see one of the common mitigating factors in the court,
所以常常我们在法庭上看到这样的情况,
is a defense lawyer using the so-called the poor family background of the accused to plead for leniency.
这报告这个被告的那个律师呢，他往往会申请减低的执行呢，因为这个人呢，他的家里是贫穷，他家里是环境是恶劣的。
Today, the study of the cause of crime is still a hot research topic.
到至今呢，这个还是一个非常热门的话题。
But my point of illustration this morning is that,
但是今天早上我们的重点是,
when someone does commit a wrongdoing or crime,
当一个人犯了一个罪或做错一件事的时候,
who is he or she going to blame?
他会责怪谁呢?
Now we all love to play the blame game.
我们都喜欢责怪别人。
Even a child, when questioned by his parents,
当一个小孩子被父母责骂的时候,
for fighting with another boy,
因为他跟外面跟其他 的朋友打架,
now he will say it's not my fault, he started it first.
他说这不是我的错，是他先动手。
The children of Israel did the same thing.
所以以色列民也同样的这样子做。
They love to make excuses for the idolatry.
他们喜欢为他们供奉偶像来找寻借口。
They often look for someone to blame.
寻找人呢，推卸责任，责怪他人。
In today's passage, God once and for all wants to stop their blame game.
在今天的经文呢，我们看到说，上帝要他们从此呢，从现在起呢，不要再责怪别人。
And this is the first point of my today's message.
这是我今天所要提到的第一点。
We must stop playing the blame game.
我们必须停止责怪别人。
How did the people of Israel play the blame game?
我们知道以色列人怎么样子玩这责怪别人的游戏呢？
They like to quote the proverb or slogan commonly circulated among them, both in Jerusalem and in the exile.
他们喜欢利用这个比当时比较一般、比较普遍的一个术语，以色列里面的复数。
Now this slogan or proverb is: the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge.
这个术语在圣经上是解释：父亲吃了酸葡萄，儿子的牙酸倒了。
Now what does it mean?
什么意思呢？
It means the father have eaten the sour grapes, and that caused the children to grind their teeth for their sour taste.
因为他们父亲吃了酸葡萄呢，所以当孩子咬牙的时候呢，他们这个会感觉到一种酸味。
Someone has indeed rephrased it in this verb, this proverb in modern usage.
在比较靠近现代的那种解释是这样子说
：Is the fathers have become drunk, and the children experience their hangover?
因为父亲醉酒呢，这样孩子就得宿酒。
The Jews in Ezekiel's time,
当时在以西结的时候呢，以色列人是这样子。
Particularly those in the exile,
尤其那些在被流亡在外的。
They held widely. They used this proverb to give the idea that their present generation suffer not because of their own sin.
他们用他们借口说，今天我们这样子受的苦难是因为上一代的结果。
But because on account of the failures of previous generations,
因为上一代的这样子做错事呢，今代我们要受苦。
Yeah, but they are saying they are not the ones to blame for all the sufferings.
所以他们上帝不应该责怪他们。
That come upon them in exile.
直到他们正在这时候流亡在外。
It is their ancestors' fault.
这是我们祖先的错。
They are suffering the punishment that their wicked so-called ancestors incur.
他们受苦是因为我们的这个祖先呢不负责任。
So in actual fact, they are mocking or challenging the divine system of justice.
其实他们讲这样讲着呢，他们是指着天上的说，上帝不公平。
Why must they bear God's punishment for the sin of their forefathers?
为什么我们今天要承担我祖先的罪呢？
Why must their fate be determined by the actions of the previous generations?
为什么他的命运呢，要定罪在他们祖先的行为上？
In fact, this idea of continuing effects of ancestors' sins.
这个一代一代把罪传下来这样子一个观念呢
，or we call it transgenerational accountability，
就一代一代的这个罪呢，一代传下一代。
This been widespread in the ancient Near East，
是当时一个相当普遍在这当时那个
近东
的比较普遍的一个信仰。
It has a long history in Israel as well，
在以色列里面也有这样的一个观念。
Now it is clearly expressed in the second article of the Ten Commandments。
这边呢，我们看到这个我们的十诫的第二节有这样子的一个说法。
It says, "You shall not bow down to idols nor worship them."
他说，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他。
For I am Yahweh your God who punishes children for the sins of the parents to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me.
因为我耶和华你的神是祭邪的神，恨我的，我必追讨他的罪，从父的孩子直到三四代。
So does this second commandment mean that God will deliberately punish children for sins they have not committed?
这样第二使命是不是说到说，神会特意的是惩罚那些后代呢？
In fact, this second commandment is talking about the effects of serious sin.
其实他这边是提到说那个这个严重的罪的后果。
These serious sins committed by previous generations.Upon the generations immediately below,
上一代的罪当然会影响下一代的行为。
If, for example, the parents who turn away from their covenant obligation,
譬如说这个父亲这一代呢，他们供奉偶像，离开神供奉偶像。
They're supposed to worship Yahweh alone.
他们应该跪拜耶和华他们的唯一的真神。
But instead, they started to worship idols.
但是他们却这跪拜偶像。
Then such apostasy would undoubtedly affect the children and grandchildren in the extended family.
这当然违背神的行为，当然会影响他家里的一些人。
In other words, the whole family, which could include up to four generations of family members, would become infected by idolatry.
他们这样的行为呢，会影响下一代，直到三四代。
So whatever judgment fell on the parents,
所以任何的审判临到他的家、这个父母呢
they will afflict the rest of the family.
他会影响到他们的下一代。
So the second commandment is thus intended to warn the Israelite to guide against apostasy.
所以这第二诫命是警告当时的以色列人呢，你们不要离开神。
Because it would inevitably affect their children and grandchildren in the consequences of your own sin.
因为你会无意中呢影响到你的下一代。
Now the other reason why the proverb was so popular at that time.
当时为什么这个术语呢？当时是相当普遍呢
？Now was also due to Ezekiel's own teaching.
也是因为当时以西结自己的教导。
He traced the suffering of the exile.
他回想当时他们的这个流亡者的他们的苦难。
That is the present generation.
就先进这个时代。
He traced back of their suffering to the persistent rebellion of their previous generations.
他们一直说到当时呢，你们这样的以色列民有这样的命运呢，是因为你们一直来都离开神的行为。
Their previous generations.
他们祖先离开神的行为。
In other words, the exile was in effect the due consequence of the sins committed by their forefathers.
所以当时人都会认为，他们今天的流亡是因为当时他们的祖父祖母当那时候所做错的事情。
But Ezekiel's point is not that present generations is not guilty.
那以西结他是说的是说，你们这一代呢也不是无辜的。
He later pointed out in chapter 20.
他在第二十章提到。
That they themselves have share in the sins of the past generations.
说你们这一代呢，当也是参与上一代的罪行。
So yes, although the present suffering they are undergoing.
所以是的，你们现在正遭受苦难。
Could be in part of judgment.On the results of the sins of their forefathers.
会可能对你们上一代的这个罪有影响。
But the present generation are not innocent bystanders.
但是你们不是无辜的旁观者。
They are guilty as well.
你们也是有罪的。
They too have share in the eating of the sour grapes.
你们也一起跟上一代呢吃酸葡萄。
So they cannot pass the bark for the unpleasant aftertaste onto others.
所以你们请你们不要推卸责任。
For Ezekiel, God's dealing with them.Is just.
对以西结来说呢，上帝对他们的行为是公正的。
But for the Jews in exile,
但是那些在放逐在外的犹太人
，they were quick to seize upon this idea of transgeneration accountability.
他们快速用这个来做借口
，and to use the proverb of sour grapes eating.
好，而且用这术语说吃这个酸葡萄这个术语呢
，they want to remove themselves from blame.
把自己呢推卸自己在这方面的责任。
They want to throw the spotlight back onto God.
他要指责上帝。
There are wrong applications.
所以他们这边是滥用了这个十诫的第二诫。
And the,
第二诫命。
The proverb of the sour grape.
所以利用这个酸葡萄的术语。
Have become an accusation of divine justice.
来指责上天的不公平。
As they suffer the display of God in exile.
当然他们现在处在一个困难。他们在因为流放在外。
Their response was this not our fault.
他们反应是这不是我的错。
It's not fair that we the children the present generation
对我不公平。
Are being made homeless in exile.
因为我们今天流放呢是因为我们父亲的罪。
For the sins of our forefathers the previous generation.
我们的祖先我们上一代。
So they think they themselves are innocent victims.
他们觉得他们是无辜的受害者。
And the God is an unfair God.
而这个上帝的是一个不公正的神。
So to this accusation, God through His prophet Ezekiel.
所以因为这样子的关系呢，神通过以西结这样子说。
God makes a definitive statement to them.
他很清楚这样子说。
As surely as I live, you will no longer quote this proverb in Israel.
看啊，所有人都是属我的。
As long as I, surely as I live.
我怎么样？我就是活下去。
For every living soul belongs to me.
所有的人都是属我的。
The Father as well as the Son.
父亲怎么属我？做儿子也怎么属我
？Both alike, they belong to me.
他们都是属于我的。
The soul who sins is the one who will die.
唯独那犯罪的才会灭亡。
So God now rules that this popular proverb of sour grapes eating and its effect of aftertaste is no longer valid.
所以现在他推翻这个俗语所说的。一切
Yes, although sin has continuing effects,
当然罪有他的影响。
God will never punish the righteous for the sins of the guilty.
但是神从来不会惩罚那个公正的人。
So he declares his new thesis.
所以他讲他有个新的跟他们有个新的宣告。
The soul who sins is the one who will die.
唯独那些犯罪的才会死亡。
Now the word soul carries the meaning of person.
就是那个这个这边灵说到就是那个人的意思。
It's not to be understood as a non-physical aspect of the human being.
它不是说到这个是灵界的东西。
It's not what we think the soul dwelling in one's body.
这边的灵不是说到这个我们的内在的灵。
Now for the Hebrew mindset.
在这个希伯来的他们的脑海观念中呢
，Every person is regarded as a life or a soul.
每个人呢都他们称为一个生命，一个灵命。
So the meaning of God's declaration is this.
所以这个上帝的宣告是这样子。
The person who sins will be judged because of that sin.
那个人犯罪的，他就会被按照他的罪受到审判。
In other words, all people are personally responsible to God for their own sin.
所以个人必须在神面前呢承担责任。
As a matter of fact, within the Mosaic law,
其实在摩西五经里面呢
，Now human courts were prohibited from inflicting punishment upon children.
他们是不可以，你不可以因为父母的罪呢来惩罚小孩子的。
For offenses committed by parents, or vice versa. Now fathers shall not be put to death for their children.
不可以因儿子的罪呢处死父亲。
Nor children put to death for their fathers.
不能因为父亲的罪呢处死儿子。
It's the same thing. Each is to die for his own sin.
更要因为自己的罪被处死。
So God now is merely reiterating this fundamental principle of his judgment.
其实神现在只不过在重述他原来的这个原则。
He wants to stress the individual responsibility before the law.
他警告大家，我们是个人必须要承担责任。
So in actual fact, God confronts his own people.
其实神又就是直接的来面对他的子民。
He is saying as if, yes, you are suffering.
是的，你现在遭受苦难。
You are suffering the consequence of many generations of sin.
因为你的前父先祖先呢，他们都离开神。
But no, you are not being wrongly punished.
但是呢，我们今天惩罚你呢，不是我的错。
You are not innocent victims of somebody else's guilt.
因为你不是无辜的。
Far from being innocent.
而且不止不是无辜的。
You yourself are just as guilty of the same sin.
你跟先祖一样的，同样的犯罪。
So if you have been put to death in exile,
所以今天如果你遭受死亡的话呢
？It's because you yourselves are persons who have sinned.
因为你犯罪的缘故。
So stop trying to shift the blame.
所以请你们不要推卸责任。
The exilic community cannot blame the previous generations.
所以他们不应该责怪他们的先祖。
For their loss of status and the loss of homeland.
直到今天呢，他们流亡在外。
Yes, brothers and sisters.
是的，兄弟姊妹。
The practice of transferring responsibility and blame to someone else.
我们推卸责任呢，这样的一个行为呢
，is a characteristic of our fallen human nature.
是我们堕落人性的一个象征。
We are not to blame.
我们都不应该怪我们。
It's always someone's fault or something else.
因为错在其他人身上。
Directly or indirectly.
直接或间接的。
Perhaps you will say it is your parents, relatives, or some other adult who wronged you as a child, and therefore destroy your own self-esteem.
你的借口可能是说，因为我的父母亲啊，我的亲戚啊，其他大人影响我小孩的生活。
Perhaps you will say it is the peer pressure from school friends.Or colleagues that caused me to fall.
可能是你会用借口，可能说我们的这个同事呢，还是我们的同学呢，害到我犯罪。
Perhaps you will say it is my gene that made me lazy or unmotivated.
他可能说我的这生来就是这样子的。
Perhaps even it is the church leaders for not being good enough that caused me to stumble.
可能是因为教会的教牧领袖呢，给我们错误的教导。
Now worse still, you will say perhaps it's the devil made me do it.
有些人他说是因为。这个魔鬼的缘故呢，所以我才做这件错事。
And we even blame God for his unfair treatment.
有时还怪神呢、
for allowing bad things to happen to us.
直到这些坏的事情呢临到我身上。
But what is the danger of this kind of blame shifting?
那但是这样子的做法呢，有什么危险呢
？By blaming someone or something else for the mess I have made.
因为你责怪他人的话呢
，then I can dismiss or diminish my own personal responsibility.
我可以完全推卸我本身必须承担的责任。
And if I'm not really responsible,
但是如果不没有负责任的话呢
？Then I'm under no constraint to apologize or to repent.
所以我也不需要道歉，我也不需要悔改。
So someone else says this very correctly.
所以有些人这样子说
，He says all blame is a waste of time.
他是说责怪别人是浪费时间。
No matter how much fault we find with another,
不管我们找到多别人身上多大的问题
，It will never change us.
他也不会改变我们自己。
The reason for blaming someone else
今天我们要为什么要责怪别人呢？
Is to keep the focus off of us.
因为我们要把焦点放在别人身上，而不是我们自己的身上。
While we look for external reasons to explain our unhappiness or our frustration.
来找出一个借口来解释我们今天呢为什么这样的处境。
Now we may succeed in making others feel guilty by blaming them.
可能我们会使到别人很内疚，我们很成功。
But we won't succeed in changing us.
但是我们不会改变我们自己。
And moving us away from the sin that is making us unhappy.
然后我们不会从我们夺去我们喜乐的罪呢走出来。
Furthermore, shifting the blame only provides us a misleading sense of security.
当你把责任推卸到别人身上呢，你呢其实呢是给我们一个自以为是的对上帝的给我们的这个保障。
From the wrath of God. We may think that God will not be angry with us.
我们觉得这样做呢，可能上帝呢不会生我们的气。
Now, as Christians, we know that without repentance or without change,
当我们做一个基督徒，我们知道说，当一个人没有悔改的话
，there can be no forgiveness.
他不会得到赦免
，and no fellowship with God.
也不会与上帝有团契的生活。
So blame shifting are unacceptable at that time of Ezekiel.
所以在以西结时代呢，推卸责任是不可以被接受的。
And are still unacceptable even today.
在今天也不可以被接受。
So every generation and every individual.
所以每一代呢，每一个人
need to face up responsibility for their own actions.
他们要对他们自己做错的事情呢，面对责面承担责任。
And this is the second point of today's message.
这是在引入我们今天的第二点。
We must accept proper responsibility for our life.
那就是说，我们必须对我们的生命呢承担责任。
All people are personally responsible to God for their own actions.
我们每个人在神的面前呢，必须要承担责任。
Now, what does this mean?
这怎么说呢？
It means in the eyes of God, we are accountable for what we are doing.
就是说，在神的面前呢，我们要对我们所做的事情呢来交代。
So to expound this teaching,
所以为了这样解说呢
，Ezekiel invites the Exilic community to imagine three generations of a family.
所以以前要求大家说。给个一个例子说，对这个流亡的群体呢，做一个例子，就是这三。
We have here a family of three generations.
就是这个家庭有三代。
Father, son, and grandson with their respective behaviors.
就是父亲、儿子和他的孙子这三个人的行为，就给我们做一个例子。
You will see that the behavior of each is assessed against a checklist.
所以他说，每一个人的行为呢，他们都有一个，我们都有用他用。一个清单的做一个考核。
Or what is deemed to be righteous behavior?
到底什么是正义的行为
？The first generation, the father is described as a righteous person.
这边呢，父亲被形容是一个公义的人。
Who will surely live?
他会存活下去。
Because there are five principles or criteria characterize his life as righteous.
因为从这边条件上呢，他的生命是看为公义的、正义的。
The first criterion is the general principle that he does.
第二是他做事的一个准则
，that he does what is just and right，
就是他行公义和正直的事。
Now second, he worships Yahweh alone，
他也供奉唯一的耶和华。
He rejects all false gods and pagan practices，
而不去供奉其他的偶像。
Now the third, he carefully guards and maintains marital fidelity，
他也不去在旁呢玷污别人的妻子。
And maintain his moral purity.
在道德上呢，保持纯洁。
Fourth, he's a good neighbor in his relationship with others.
他也是个好邻舍，跟别人有良好的关系。
What did he do?
他做什么呢
？He treats others with kindness, generosity, and justice.
他处事待人慷慨、公正和仁慈。
He does not steal, but rather gives food and clothing to the poor.
他不止没有偷，而且他供给那些穷人。
He does not take advantage of anyone, especially the needy.
对那些需要的人，他不会遮掩不看。
He also promotes ethical behavior in others.
他也提倡在道德的准则和行为。
Now the last one is the summary of all his behaviors.
最后一点呢是他总结是他的这样的一个人。
He respects and observes all the decrees and laws of Yahweh.
他是尊敬和遵守这个上帝的律法。
Now to such a person, God says He will offer life to him.
这样的一个人呢，上帝耶和华说呢，我会保存他的生命。
Now the life God offers does not merely mean our future eternal life.
这生命不只是我们的永恒的生命。
Now in the context of today's passage,
那今天的经文来看呢
，it means escape from God's divine judgment.
但是不被上帝审判。
As well as living in present in all its fullness and blessing from God.
那今世他也必须受到。 上帝的祝福。
Even when he is in exile in Babylon.
虽然他流亡在巴比伦外。
Now the second generation, the son, however, turned to the wickedness.
现在来到第二代，他是一个作恶的人。
He became a man of violence and bloodshed.
他这个人呢，他是强暴的人，也流冷血的一个人。
Now he indulges in all those unjust and evil things from which his father abstained.
做出那些邪恶的事情，他的父亲不做的事情。
In short, he is the opposite of his father.
他对他跟他父亲呢，恰好相反。
Reversing all things that his father had done or refrained from doing.
他父亲不做什么，他边做什么。
Now the question now is, Ezekiel asked the people.
叫他问以西结问大家，问他们的子民说
，Why is to be the verdict of such a wicked son?
叫上帝呢，会他这个儿子呢，会有什么后果呢
？Will such a man live?
这个人会能够存活下来吗
？Should he go unpunished because he has a righteous father?
他的罪，上帝应该遮掩不看呢，因为他父亲是这样好的一个人。
The answer from God in his courtroom is the unqualified no.
上帝的答案是不可以。
He shall not live.
他不会存活下来。
So Ezekiel's point is clear.
所以这边以西结的很清楚。
If a wicked person is sentenced to death or punished,
一个人因为遭受惩罚呢
，is on account of his own person, own sin.
是因为他自己的罪。
There is no transfer of righteousness from parent to child.
他不能把这因为父亲的公义呢来到他身上，所以他不用遭受这个惩罚。
This wicked son will not be rescued by his father's righteousness.
这个作恶的儿子呢，不会因父亲的正义呢公义呢而被拯救。
But suppose this wicked son also has a son, the third generation.
他是来到这个作恶的儿子呢，现在也有一个儿子。
Now what would be his behavior like?
他的行为又是怎么样子的呢？
This grandson, the third generation, has carefully compared his grandfather's life and also the lifestyle of his father.
他第三代呢，他比较他父亲和他的祖父的行为。
And he chooses to follow the example of his godly grandfather.
他最后选择呢，模仿他的这个祖父的行为，就是他真义的行为。
So you see, you come again the list of the grandfather's behavior that he follows.
他也跟着模仿他这个祖父的行的善。
The five principles I mentioned just now.
刚才我提到那一些事情。
So in short, his life again is a model of piety.
他生活是一个正直和公义的模范。
A model of chastity.
正直。
And a model of charity.
And a model of charity, 慈善。
In other words, his behavior is a virtue carbon copy of his grandfather.
其实他就是他祖父的模范。
So what should be the divine verdict on this third generation, the grandson?
所以他的后果又应该是怎么样子的呢
？He will not die for his father's sin.
当然，在神的眼中，他不会因他的父亲的罪而死亡。
He will be judged on the basis of his own accord, and he will live.
他因为他的这样的行为呢，他会存活下去。
In the opposite, he will not be held responsible for the sins of his father.
他不会因为这个他父亲的罪呢。承担这个责任。
He will be declared to be as righteous as his grandfather.
在上帝眼中，他是正直的一个人。
On the same grounds,
同样的
and without prejudice from the intervening generation.
他不会因父亲一辈影响神对他的看法。
But this proverb of sour grapes eating and its after and its bad aftertaste.
所以这个吃酸葡萄这个术语呢
，they are so widely applied by the exile.Community.
当时在流亡的以色列人呢是非常普遍的一个说法。
They use it to apply to their present situation.
他为了给他们上面受苦的情况呢做解释。
So at this point in time,
在这时候
，Ezekiel envisages a protest from them.
这个以西结认为他们会造反。
They will protest. Why does the son not share the guilt of his father?
为什么这个儿子呢他不会他没有接受这个他父亲的罪呢
？Look at us. We are suffering.
但是我们呢？现在我们都在遭受这个苦难。
This is what is happening to us now because our forefathers sin.
我们今天这样苦难是因为我们的父亲的缘故。
However, Ezekiel insists on the strict segregation of generations.
但是呢，以西结企图来指导他们。
In God's judgment upon individual.
因为这个刑罚呢是按照个人的行为。
Now God's verdict depends on each generation's own response to God's law.
是个人和。每一代他们在上帝面前承担的责任。
So Ezekiel is telling that if you think your exile is a death sentence from God,
那你以为你们流亡呢，是因为上帝给你们判死刑的话呢
？Don't blame the previous generations.
不要责怪上一辈。
Look to your own behavior.
你应该照照镜子看看自己。
And stop blaming others.
不要责怪别人。
Certainly, you yourself do not belong to the righteous third generation.
因为你本身也不是无辜的。
Like the grandson.
就好像这个不像这个第三代的这个儿子这样子。
But you in fact belongs to the wicked second generation.
你是属于这个暴力又残酷的第二代。
Neither you think your forefathers belong to the first generation of righteousness.
当然，你的父亲这一代呢，也不属于这个正义的。
In fact, look at the history of Israel.
但是当你看到回想到我们的这历史的时候呢
，from the desert period on,
从这个在沙漠的他们的的时候
，until the present time,
直到现在
，the history of Israel is a continuous rebellion against God.
以色列史呢是充满背叛神的行为。
Now we see all his most of his kings and his people had long since embraced the pagan culture.
我们知道他们在外邦的时候呢，也供奉外邦的神。
They practiced all those pagan culture.
也从事外邦的文化。
From generation to generation.
已经代代有这样的行为了。
So they also share in the sins.The present one, in the sins of the past generations.
他们本身也不是无辜的，他们本身也犯了这个罪。
You yourself do not follow God's law.
你本身自己都没有根据遵从神。
So how can you say my dealing with you is not fair and unjust?
那你怎么有这个理由说呢？我是不公平呢
？So you see, Ezekiel once again reaffirmed God's principle of judgment.
所以这边以西结重新在申诉上帝在这个审判的这个原则。
In today's passage, it's repeated twice.
这边呢，我们在经文上有重复两次。
The soul who sins is the one who will die.
唯独那犯罪的那一个人呢，才会灭亡。
The righteousness of the righteous man will be credited to him.
正义的人必得存活。
And the wickedness of the wicked will be charged against him.
而这些犯罪的人呢，他们上帝会审判他们。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we live as a community of faith.
当然，我们现在是活在一个信心的群体。
But such a community could not be created without realizing that individual, every one of us, is held responsible for his or her life before God.
虽然我们是活在一个群体，但是我们个人必须在我们的这个生命在神面前负责任。
Before thinking of a corporate identity,
我们当然我们不要强调这个群体。
Think of yourself as an individual.
我们先把我们自己放在个人身上。
Are you held responsible for your life before God?
你对你的在神面前呢，对你生活是否承担责任？
And are you a good steward in life?
你是一个好对你是一个 好管家吗
？So in today's text, we have to be a righteous person first.
所以今天的经文告诉我，你要先正义先从你开始。
To be righteous means we can shoulder our responsibility.
就是我们能够承担我们的责任。
We show our devotion to God.
我们在上帝面前敬虔。
And we are able to help others together to build a corporate identity.
而帮助大家来建立这个信心的群体。
So for Ezekiel in today's passage,
所以今天的经文里面，以西结告诉大家
，our individual conduct, our moral life,
我们自己的行为，我们的行处事待人
，certainly has great bearing on the life of the community,
会影响我们周遭的人。
That's why the individual responsibility is being stressed again and again by Ezekiel.
所以以西结不断的不断强调说，我们个人。的责任，个人的责任。
As such, we cannot lay the blame for what we do at the feet of another person.
所以我们不要再次责怪别人了。
We must own up to our wrongdoings.
我们必须承认我们自己犯错了。
And be responsible for what we do.
而接受这个责任。
Now God has given us everything we need.
上帝给我们一切我们所需要的。
Including His own Son and Holy Spirit to guide us.
包括他的灵，他的儿子也给了我们。
So there's therefore no excuses for us not to live a responsible and a holy life.
所以我们这边没有任何的借口。
He has even provided us a way out from our penalty of sin.
他也给我们一个离开罪的一个选择。
That is through His Son Jesus Christ.
通过耶稣基督。
But only if we confess that we are wrong in the first place.
但是首先我们必须承认我们是有罪的，我们要悔改。
Face up to our own guilt.
而且面对我们的罪。
So Ezekiel is telling them now it is your choice.
所以以西结其实基本上告诉他们的，现在是你们的选择。
To continue your blaming.Tactics,
你可以继续的责怪别人
or to look to your own behavior,
或者看看自己
to accept your responsibility before God,
来接受自己在前面的做的行为
The divine grace can never be fully realized.
那个上帝的恩典不会完全的被经验。
Until you accept, first of all, it's your own responsibility.
直到你会把他这个责任呢交在你自己的手上。
That is to say, if you think you are responsible for nothing in life.
但是如果你的态度是说我不为这个生命承担责任。
Then you certainly do not need God's grace.
所以当然你不愿意接受神的恩典。
If you are responsible for nothing.
因为你反正都不。为这件事情负责任。
You do not need God's help and God's forgiveness.
你不用上帝的帮忙，也不需要上帝的赦免。
So the choice we make now and our action today,
所以我们今天的今日所做的选择
will certainly govern our own destiny.
会注定我们的命运。
But how can one be responsible for one's life?
那我们怎么样能够承担我们的生命的责任呢？
So Ezekiel tells us that he has to be constantly aware that he actually lives in relation to the personal God.
我们就是在生活的时候，我们必须要一直的不断的被意识到，我们的生活是生命是在跟上帝的关系当中的。
Now this personal God to whom all lives belong to Him.
因为这个神呢，任何的生命呢，是属于他的。
This is exactly what God is declaring in the beginning verse of today's passage.
那这边前面的经节你会读到
，For every soul, living soul belongs to Me.
看啊，所有的人都是属于我的。
The Father as well as the Son, both alike, they belong to me.
做父亲的也属于我，做儿子也属于我的。
But the soul who sins is the one who will die.
但是呢，唯独犯罪的才会灭亡。
This is the universal affirmations of God.
这是上帝一直来都向我们肯定的。
God is in fact calling every human soul on earth to come to Him as individuals in obedience to Him.
上帝是不断的向人呼求，向他们按照我们每个人必须顺服的心呢，来到他面前。
So that we may live.
然后我们才可以存活。
So this is the third point of today's passage.
这就是我们今天早上的第三点。
Yes, we cannot truly understand oneself.
那我们不能够完全的了解自己。
And be responsible.
而承担责任。
Without knowing the fact that God has the claim to our life.
但我们不能够了解说上帝在我们生命中是有份的。
God is the source and creator of all.
他是我们生命的源头，也是我们的创造者。
Which includes us.
也包括我们自己。
God is the personal owner of every human being.
他是我们的生命是属于他的。
Ever live, lives or will live on the planet.
不管我们前世还是今世或者以后，都是属于他的。
All lives, they belong to me.
全部的生命是属于他的。
What an affirming declaration from God.
这对我们是一个非常大的一个肯定。
So we know we are related to Him.
所以我们知道我们是跟他有这个关系的。
So our fates are not abandoned to some distant and impersonal forces.
而我们的命运不是注定在其他的莫名其妙的势力当中。
Now as our personal God, God sustains our life by His grace.
他用他的恩典来支持我们每一天。
And He also wants us to live in relation to Him as our personal God.
他也要求我们呢，在他的生命的关系中呢存活。
This has great significance for us.
这对我们是多么的重要。
It means each of us belongs to Him in the same way.
就是我们每个人呢，都是属于他的。
On the same conditions.
同样的条件。
With the same demands.
同样的要求。
As the other does.
跟其他人一样。
The parent as a personal entity.
就是他的父母亲有他们自己的个人的一个身份。
The child has his own personal entity.
当然，儿子有他的身份。
But they must both relate to God in the same direct way.
但在上帝眼中，他们是一样的。
Regardless of generational priority.
不管他们是属于哪一代。
In other words, we all stand before God on equal footing.
所以我们站在神面前呢是平等的。
And our lives have great value in Him.
在我们的生命中呢，对他来说是充满价值的。
So each of us is responsible for the life God has given us.
所以每个人必须在上帝给我们生命中呢。承担这个责任。
For everyone stands before Him in direct personal relationship.
我们跟他有直接的关系，个人跟他有直接关系。
And in moral accountability.
我们道德的行为上必须向他交代。
But our personal choice and our action will reflect what kind of relationship we want to have with God.
所以呢，我们的选择呢，就反映在我们跟神的关系是怎么样的。
Our choice will reflect how we see our role as God's people.
就是决定的，我们做选择呢，是决定说我们怎么样看我们自己的角色。
Now, as a personal God, God's presence cannot be felt without the community of His people.
作为一个个人的一个主呢，上帝的同在呢，他不能够被经验，除非在一个群体当中。
That is to say, God cannot be known or be honored in this world without His people living in obedience to Him.
当我们没有环绕着来服从上帝的话呢，这个上帝不会在人群中被尊崇。
Someone even ventures to say this.
有些人甚至这样子说。
He said, Yahweh is not truly a God until he is surrounded by a people faithful to him.
他说耶和华不是一个执政神，直到他旁边的环绕着对他忠心的一群人。
God must manifest who he is through the behavior and the lives of his people.
上帝的荣耀会在我们人群中的行为上被彰显出来。
Yahweh will represent God in this world.
所以我们是上帝在世上的代表。
That is why we are all created in the image of this personal God.
所以我们是按照神的形象来被造的。
Now God is even affected by the actions of his people.
你看这个上帝甚至会被这个人群他的子民的影响。
Can you still remember my previous sermons?
那记得上回我的道吗？
That the action, the bad behavior, the evil action and behavior of the Jerusalem community.
就是当时那个以色列群体作恶的行为呢。
They had in fact driven Yahweh out from his temple, out from his city.
甚至使到耶和华呢从他的殿中离开。
God's glory must leave his own temple.
连他的荣耀呢甚至要离开他自己的殿。
Because of the evil actions of his people.
因为以色列人行他眼中当称为恶的事情。
And because this is so,
因为这样子的关系,
you see, Ezekiel takes great pain in today's passage to list out all those various codes of ethics God demands from his people.
所以这边呢，以西结用经文呢指出说，他神对他们子民的要求一项一项列出来。
Now, this list of ethical requirements is to give concrete shape to the moral character of his community.
这些道德要求呢，是鉴定当时群体中的他们这个道德水准。
So you see, righteousness is thus describe the right response.
就是正义是在就是正确的行为来反映神
爱。It's the right response of the person who belongs to God.
是在神的当中呢，我们选择正确的行为。
Of course, it doesn't mean moral perfection.
我们不是说我们在道德上是
完美的。No one can achieve moral perfection.
没有人是完美的。
But it certainly implies moral commitment.
但是我们神需要我们在这方面呢，投入我们生命。
In other words, the righteous person is the one who takes seriously the commandments of God.
正义的人是他们的严肃的看待神子教给他的律法。
And they want to live in the right relationship with him.
希望继续跟神保持一个正确的关系。
Now he will accept God as his overlord.
他会接受上帝为神为他的主。
And he will submit to his demands on his life.
和顺从上帝的要求。
Now in short, a righteous person, a responsible person, shows allegiance to God in obedience to his law.
一个负责任的人是向神顺服的一个人。
So for Ezekiel, people are judged by God individually.
所以对于以西结的经文很清楚告诉我们，上帝审判我们个人。
For what they are, not for what they were once were.
他们现在的行为不是他，因为他们以前的行为。
Now as a personal God, he provides us a genuine open future.
他告诉我们，我们的前景是无量的。
God give us an open future for every one of us.
我们前面是无量的。
Based on what kind of person we have really become.
但是呢，我们是由我们自己怎么样成为这样子一个人。
Now we are neither prisoners of the past.
我们不是我们的以往的这个囚犯。
Nor yet captive to the sins of others.
也不需要为其他人的罪来负责任。
So we have to hold this option of imagination.
所以我们有这个选择来想象。
Of this open future for us.
我们的前程是怎么样子的？
But in light of this open future,
但是我们上帝有给我们这样的一个前程。
God calls us to make responsible choice.
那所以上帝叫我们做一个负责任的一个选择。
As I mentioned before, we all stand before God on our own two feet.
所以我们今天自己站在神面前。
And our choice will govern our own destiny.
我们的选择呢，注定我们的命运。
But in case our freedom of choice is being misused,
但是呢，当我们滥用我们的选择自由的时候，
Do we still have the open future or the future?
我们前途是否还是无量的呢？
Again, as a personal God,
作为一个个人的主，
God does not desire death from us.
神是不希望我们死亡的。
He desires us to repent.
他是希望我们能因为悔改，
so that we may live.
所以我们才能够存活下去。
Now, what then is the Ezekiel's understanding of repentance?
所以对以西结来，什么叫做悔改呢？
Now it will be dealt with in the next Sunday sermon by Pastor Xiaohui.
我们下一集我们由Xiaohui牧师来继续给我们讲解。
But it's only now to say that for each person who falls away from God.
所以这边说到是每个人当我们从上帝这边堕落出去的时候，
God will certainly make an open appeal.
上帝会要求他，
That is to turn back and live.
上帝会要求说，你们当回头 而存活。
Because each individual life is unique with great value in the eyes of this personal God.
因为对上帝来说，每一个生命都是有独特
而
有价值的。
They belong to Him.
因为全部的生命都属于他的。
All lives they belong to God.
全部的生命是属于上帝的。
This should always be the reminder for us in our attitudes towards others.
所以这个是一定我们在我们的态度上，我们必须要不断的自己提醒自己。
The lives of the rich and the lives of the poor.
不管你是有钱的还是没钱的。
The lives of the young and the lives of the old.
你是年轻的或者年长的。
The lives of the saved and the lives yet to be saved.
还被救的或者还没被救的。
They all belong to God.
这些生命一切都属于上帝。
So in the caring for people.
所以当我们来关照他别人的时候呢。
Regardless who he or she is.
不管他是谁。
Remember we are caring for God's property.
我们是在照顾和关怀神的产业。
We are carrying His treasure.
我们是照顾他的宝贝。
So this should be our humbling and sobering perspective on all our human relationship.
所以这个是应该对我们一个警醒的一个提醒，对我们其他我们的关系。
For those who are yet to come to Christ,
那些在座还没有来到神面前认识神的时候的人
，Our task is to help them to return to their rightful owner.
我们应该帮助他们归回到他们属于他的神。
For those who already belong to Christ,
对于我们这些已经信了耶稣的。
Now our task is to help them to relate rightfully to this personal God.
我们应该鼓励大家怎么样子跟神有这样一个正常的关系。
Now for those who are lost,
那些流失的。
Our task is to lead them to a restore relationship with this personal God.
我们是希望他们能够重新的恢复他跟神之间的关系。
Now, as for our own self,
对我们自己而言，
we must all come to God as individuals in obedience to Him.
我们应该个人顺服我们神。
We cannot base our security on anyone else's faith.
我们不能够把我们的保障放在其他人的生命。
Maybe you are blessed to have godly parents.
可能因为我们有这个信耶稣的父母而被祝福。
Maybe blessed with your so-called godly children or spouse,
或者可能你的妻子是虔诚的基督徒，或者
or siblings,
或者你的弟兄姊妹，他们都是爱神的。
But this will not save you.
但是这不会救你。
You will not be declared righteous by God because of them.
你不会因为这样的缘故呢，上帝说你是正直的。
Being a member of a church and attending Sunday worship does not save you either.
单单来参加崇拜，来今天的崇拜，不会救，不会救拯救你们。
Believing in Jesus is also not good enough.
相信耶稣也不够。
Because Satan also believes in Jesus.
因为撒旦魔鬼也相信耶稣。
So to be saved, it is only when you individually come to Jesus.
但是如果你要被拯救的话，你必须个人来到神面前。
To accept Him as your Savior and Lord.
接受耶稣为你个人的救主。
And to receive His righteousness by God's grace.
接受他的真理，来通过他的这个恩典来接受他的真理。
Then you will be declared righteous.
这样你就会被神宣告是成为一个正直的人。
As you live your life in obedience to Him.
因为你的生活是顺服在他的生命以下。
By acknowledging Him as your Savior and Lord.
当你承认耶稣是你的主的时候。
You stand before Him in direct personal relationship.
你在就是说，你宣告说你跟他有直接的关系。
And you have this moral accountability before Him.
因为这样的关系呢，你在道德上有必须承担这样的一个责任。
And no one else could take your place.
没有人能够取代你的位置。
Because you are responsible for your own life before God.
因为你在神面前呢，必须承担自己生命的责任。
But this personal God will always be there in your life in action.
但是不要忘记，这位神呢，会必须在你的生命中呢。继续的支持你
to sustain you and to help you
帮助你
because you belong to him
因为你都是属于他的
May God bless you all
愿主祝福大家
Indeed, our life, our faith is ours to take